So thank you for coming. I'll be speaking on the analysis of emergency obstetric care availability and obstetric fistula patients using GIS in Kenya. So first off, who are Direct Relief? Our mission is to improve the health and lives of people affected by poverty, disaster, and civil unrest. We have been around since 1948, supporting local healthcare on a global scale, both here in the U.S. and internationally. Our medical assistant programs equip health professionals in resource-poor communities to better meet the challenges of diagnosing, treating, and caring for individuals and communities. And it was with these premises in mind that we began a partnership with formerly Nyanza Provincial General Hospital and now JOORTH. And JOORTH is in Kisumu, Kenya, which is in western Kenya, and they are a research and training facility, and they are also a resource for clinical training for other hospitals in the area, which makes them extremely important for the population that they serve. Through the partnership with JOORTH, we have started an obstetric fistula support program, so we support their surgical capacity for specifically obstetric fistula repair services. So this is about outreach, bringing the women in, providing the care, treatment, and reintegration services for these women back into their communities. So the overarching goals of the collaboration with the hospital are to increase the number of fistula repair procedures conducted, improve the outreach and mobilization to better identify women that are in need of repair and treatment, and then with all of this, the collection of data related to fistula development in the formerly Nyanza province. And this is a map of Kenya, and the western portion of that, which is now six counties, is Nyanza. So these are the geolocated home locations of patients to the hospital from July 2010 to June 2013. There were 369 women that received services during this time. 360 of those women's home locations could be geocoded based on the province, district, division, and location given in their patient files. There were 269 women that were able to be geolocated to a precision expected to be within 10 kilometers of their actual home location. When we were unable to geocode to their home location level, the individual was located to the center of the lowest geographic area to be verified. There are quite a number of issues around the geolocation of these individuals, as the interpretation of home location and province and district can be differenced amongst individuals, as well as the fact that Kenya, in their most recent election, redistricted the entire country and went from provinces to counties and renamed some of the districts into counties and put some of the districts together and redid sub-districts. So some of the patient information that we have from July 2010 doesn't match June 2013 because of these redistricting. So that is why we went from 369 total to 269 that we were more sure of the accuracy in that. So thinking of the program and helping the hospital with its outreach, we wanted to map the change over time of where the women were coming from. So these are the counties within the former Nyanza province where the patient population for the hospital is coming from. So the hospital is located right here in Kisumu, and you can see that I have a fairly large catchment area. So this is the first year of the implementation program from July 2010 to June 2011. So The red is patient incidence in the population, so being very clear on this is not incidence of fistula in the population. This is the incidence of the patients that we're seeing at the hospital. So you can see in comparison to population that Houma Bay is the largest, whereas the orange is the percentage of the patient load of that year. So of all the women that were seen, where was the greatest load of those? So Houma Bay and Kisumu is where most of the women were coming from in that year. In the second year, you can see that the incidence actually changed to being greater in Kisumu, while Siaya, which is the more northern one right on there, actually had a greater share of the total patient load. And then in the third year, the incidence moves to Siaya and Houma Bay and no longer Kisumu, and that's also where the greatest percentage of women were. So these maps were actually used by our partners at Ogre Foundation and the hospital, particularly looking at the difference between the first year and the second year. They did a greater outreach in the locations in Houma Bay and Siaya, which is why you can see that both of those, the percentage of the patient load increased. And then the same thing for this year, for the second to third year, that they continued their outreach in those areas, as well as Port Florence General Hospital, which is in Houma Bay, the dark orange and dark red area, started to also provide fistula services. Mm-hmm. So they had more patients coming from that area. This is to compare it to the actual population. So the green is the population. So the dark green areas are the counties with over 1 million inhabitants, and then the second green is 750 to just under 1 million, and then the light green in this one is actually less than 500,000. None of these districts had the 500 to 750,000. So you can see that the population of patients is not actually following with where the greatest density of individuals are living within that area. So that meant we wanted to measure the factors influencing the occurrence of obstetric fistula. So two of the main ones being the duration of labor and the distance to a health facility, and not just the population of the area. Maybe I'll get a microphone. This is aggregation of all the patient information for all 3 years of the program. We used ehealth.or.ke, which is Kenya's open health site, and then also opendata.go.ke, which is Kenya's open government data, to map sub-district and district hospitals in these areas. So on the purple, so my left, also your left, okay, is average duration of labor, and the dark purple is 61 to 72 hours, and the light purple is 13 to 24 hours with the range in the middle. So you can see that is quite diverse, and there does not seem to be a actual geographical pattern that goes with these, which held true. The range of the averages of these districts was 22 to 63 hours for the duration of labor, which is a major contributor to the occurrence of obstetric fistula, and is the decision to not seek care is the first barrier to the first prevention area for obstetric fistula. And then on the right is the average distance to a health facility. So you can see that these are fairly small geographic areas, as that is, they're about 30 kilometers across. And one of the questions on the patient information is their reported distance to a health facility. So one of the issues that we have with this information, though, is that it is their self-reported distance to a facility. So in that sense, it is already an estimation, as well as the fact that it is distance to a facility at the time of the pregnancy where obstetric fistula occurred, which might not be the same home location of where they currently are when they get the treatment and the surgery. So there's further work to be done there to see if we can actually get the better information on that. So you can see there's also no correlation here between duration of labor and the distance to a health facility, at least for the patients that they're seeing at NPGH. So we, like I said, we mapped the sub-district and district health facilities. And if you remember the patient side, the green side, it was where it's gray on these is actually where the highest population was. And you can also see that is also where the highest density of district and sub-district hospitals are, and where we had a low incidence of women seeking obstetric fistula care at NPGH. On the Open Health Kenya site, they actually list services that are available at the different facilities, and so we were able to then map the district and sub-district hospitals that had basic emergency obstetric care. 19 of the 23 district hospitals and 22 of the 33 sub-district hospitals reported having basic emergency obstetric care services. It's a total of 73% of the facilities. So in terms of, again, care during labor, having basic emergency obstetric care is another step of prevention to the occurrence of obstetric fistula. So not having a health facility to be able to access for these women is another indication, a correlative of occurrence of fistula. So this is not as indicative here. There is actually not the correlation between where these facilities are, except for in the populated areas. So we did the further mapping of where comprehensive emergency obstetric care occurs, and you can see that almost all of the facilities go away with this. 10 of the 23 district hospitals reported providing comprehensive emergency obstetric care, and none of the sub-district hospitals did. And you can actually see then here a far greater correlation with the duration of labor and where the facilities are, and the lack of access to these facilities having a much higher duration of labor reported. Though, again, there is the sort of wonky data with the average distance to health facility not having a correlation with where these facilities actually are, and that's somewhat thought of the, you know, when the birth was versus where they are now. So this is the percentage of patients with access using the geocoded information and 10-kilometer rings around where the hospitals are. So the one on the left is within each of those sub-districts, the percentage of patients without basic emergency obstetric care access. So the light blue on there is less than 25% did not have access, and then it goes 50%, 75%, and over. And so you can see that none of the sub-districts, at least all of the sub-districts, had 75% or greater access to basic emergency obstetric care, which is in stark contrast to the one on the right, which is the percentage of patients within that district that had that did not have access to comprehensive emergency obstetric care. And you can see the dark blue being percentages of 76% or greater that did not have access to comprehensive emergency obstetric care. And of extreme note is that there are 6 of those sub-districts where 100% of the patients did not have access to comprehensive emergency obstetric care. The only dark blue one that was less than 100% is Rarieda, which is of the 3 northern ones, the lowest, the southernmost is 81% did not have access to emergency, comprehensive emergency obstetric care. So speaking again on the measured versus reported access to care, this is the comparison here where, again, the one on the left is the percentage of patients with basic emergency obstetric care access. The question on the survey that all of the patients are asked is how far they were to the nearest maternal facility with maternal health, which is not the exact same thing as basic emergency obstetric care, but is the best proxy we have. And you can see here a huge discrepancy between the measured access to care and the reported access to care. And the two contributing factors we believe for this discrepancy is one, again, the difference of where they lived when they were pregnant and developed the obstetric fistula. And two, there are a number of women who, when they access these services, they move from their actual home location to somewhere that's close by. They might stay with relatives or friends or be part of an obstetric fistula camp. And so when they're responding to their home location question, it is not apparent if they're reporting where they're staying at that moment or their actual home location. So that is where we find that there is the biggest discrepancies to investigate for these. So again, looking back at where these maps can then be used for helping our partners with policy and advocacy, this is again the population density map, and you can see this is very correlated with where the population is living, where the high population area has the highest number of district and sub-district hospitals providing basic emergency obstetric care. So these tools can be used with, along with knowing where their patients are from, being able to advocate for why a specific sub-district hospital or clinic will actually need to have additional services provided there because they know that there are women who are not able to access them otherwise and are actually developing pregnancy complications. So what do we know? There are geographic differences in the distribution of women that are seeking care at the hospital, and they are not related to population density. And this helps inform outreach campaigns, and the success in those outreach campaigns can be seen when you look at the percentage of the patients that are coming because they do their outreach outside of the Kisumu area. So that's why they have the higher patient percentages there. There is spatial clustering of the obstetric fistula patients that reside outside reasonable distances from the facilities that have the emergency obstetric care, and the facilities are not evenly distributed. So again, going back to helping this as a tool for advocacy and policy change within their government, where do we go? Continuation of the collection of the comprehensive patient information so that we can better understand, again, home location versus possible temporary location reporting, as well as moving forward, having more clarification on the distance between facilities. So biggest delay to care is at the community level, and issues of transport, so the advocacy behind those and the further outreach to identify the women that do not have access in those areas using these maps. So on behalf of all the women that we get to provide services for, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jen. Wonderful presentation. What we're going to do is have each of our speakers present, and then we'll have time for a Q&A at the very end of all three presentations. Our next speaker is Buki Okansetan. Is that right?
Close.
Why don't I just say Buki? Okay. The title of her topic is Chicago Community Research Map, Using a Visualization Tool to Advance Disparity Research. Buki is the Technical Project Director for Biomedical Informatics Core at the UIC Center for Clinical and Translational Science. She has extensive experience and directing information technology teams in developing, implementing, and maintaining custom software and processes. She will describe the process for developing Chicago Community Research Map, demonstrate how a visual tool can be used to identify gaps and opportunities in community-based research. Please welcome Buki.